Live. For most people, Belgium is famous for chocolate, beer and chips. But the town of Ypres, a couple of hours' drive from Germany, is most well known for playing an important part in European history. It was the site of four battles during the First World War. Today, the town centre is a bustling cosmopolitan hub bordered by restaurants, bars and boutique shops. But appearances are deceptive. Like all the buildings in the square, the stunning medieval cathedral and cloth house are actually less than 90 years old. Ypres was almost completely flattened in the First World War. The only shells of buildings that remained were no taller than waist height. Thanks to the vision of the city's architect, Jules Koemans, by the 1940s, the place had been completely rebuilt, exactly as it was in 1914. There are apparently 14 different ways to pronounce Ypres, including Wipers, Ypres, Ypres and Ypres. On a busy Saturday morning in the square in the centre of town, we began our tour of the city with a visit to a chocolate shop. Well, we were in Belgium. It'd be rude not to.
We have more than 150 different chocolates with all different fillings. This Belgium is famous for filling chocolates. You have praline, truffles, fudge, caramel, fruit fillings. Everybody likes it, eh? 99% take Belgium chocolates back home. Yeah, it's so popular. It's not so expensive and it's a nice present.
Across the street, the rebuilt medieval cloth hall is home to the expansive Flanders Museum, which is open between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. during the summer. Entry is €7.50 for adults. A short drive from town will get you to some of the many cemeteries and battlefields. At Sanctuary Wood Museum, there's a chance to visit preserved trenches, and only 5 minutes outside the city centre is Essex Farm Cemetery.
I'm standing in one of the dugouts next to Essex Farm Cemetery, and it was here when these were used as a dressing station that Canadian military surgeon John McCrae worked. And it was just a few hundred yards from here that he wrote one of the First World War's most enduring pieces of military poetry, Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky the lark, still bravely singing, flies, scarce heard amid the guns below.
At the centre of the city is the famous Menin Gate, erected in 1927 on the site where thousands of British soldiers marched from Ypres to the front during the war. The walls of this colossal arch are covered by the names of 54,896 soldiers who never received a proper burial. It's a reminder of the enormous losses sustained during the war that, despite the fact that the Menin Gate is 235 feet long, 104 feet wide, 80 feet high and weighs 20,000 tonnes, once building was completed, it was still found to be too small to bear the names of all the war's